Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. When most people think of Sacramento, the first thought typically is the state capital. But the history of our region that has shaped California and the country overflows well beyond city limits. If you head east on Highway 50, you'll find the city of Rancho Cordova in Sacramento County. From the time of the Gold Rush to both World Wars and even the space race, Rancho Cordova has been a key player in all of these major milestones in American history. Airing tonight on KVIE's Viewfinder series is a special highlighting what makes cities like Rancho Cordova important to the fabric and the culture of California. Joining us is Bill George, a historian, journalist, and documentary film producer who has channeled his passion for California's back lawn into a film, Rancho Cordova, From the Gold Rush to the Space Race, which premieres tonight, 7 p.m. on Sacramento's PBS station. Thanks for joining us, Bill.
Thanks for having me.
What was the experience in channeling all of your passions into creating this film?
The experience was great. People were very enthusiastic about it, and that's always a key in making a film. And also honest about approaching, it's not just a puff piece about, oh, it was all great and wonderful. They had some very tough times in Rancho Cordova. They overcame them. And 20 years ago, the voters granted them cityhood. And since then, the city has really been able to get its act together and improve, and has a tremendous, vibrant art scene going there, as well as great economic development. It's one of the biggest job creators in our whole region.
Why do you call Rancho Cordova California's back lawn?
Well, I didn't call
the Sacramento Valley's back lawn.
Yeah, I didn't call Rancho Cordova that. That's kind of my name tag. So I've done eight or nine films, can't even remember, on California now. And back lawn to me, I was looking for a way to characterize the region because everybody focuses on L.A., San Francisco, San Diego, the coast. Nobody pays much attention to the interior of California. And that's where my ballywhack is, really. Marysville, Sacramento, and then documentaries about the towns. And I just think there is tremendous history and a tremendous accomplishment in those regions, and I wanted to highlight it.
Yeah, I learned a great deal about Rancho Cordova. I mean, starting off as a gold rush town to agriculture, the contributions to the military, as well as space, there's been so many transformations to a city which really just became incorporated in the new millennia, like 20 years ago. You named the film Rancho Cordova, From the Gold Rush to the Space Race. What would you like viewers to take away from your piece?
To know the tremendous impact a city of 68 or 70,000 people can have on the nation's history, on the development of the nation. Lyndon Baines Johnson visited Rancho Cordova. And the other great thing about the film was we get all this wonderful archival footage, which I didn't even know existed before I started digging into it, and kind of came upon some of it by accident. Some guy said, you know, I've got LBJ's visit to Rancho Cordova, and it's just like a time capsule. Here's all thousands of people in the street. You know, all these engineers with their white shirts, short sleeve shirts, and their ties, and they're just lining the street, waving at Lyndon Johnson. Of course, he was very outgoing. He gets out of the car and walks through the crowd, which I'm sure the Secret Service hated, shaking hands. And then he walks, drives a short bit over to Mathern areas with all the top brass. And he said, you know, well, I want to thank the people of Rancho Cordova. And he was sincere about being so important to the nation's defense in terms of the anti-ballistic missile systems and then the other things. Of course, Mather, the B-52 bombers, where they trained all the navigators, was incredibly important to world peace as well as to the United States.
Yeah, you also obviously mentioned the space race as well. And I learned a little bit about Aerojet Rocketdyne as being a significant contribution to this. In 2017, I spoke with the engineers who helped build the NASA Cassini spacecraft, specifically the Titan IV engine, as it ended this like epic 20-year voyage studying Saturn and its moons by essentially plunging into the planet's atmosphere. But that's just one example of Rancho Cordova's contribution to space exploration.
Yeah, and it was Aerojet where, they had moved up from Los Angeles. And this is kind of the way these things tie in together that really fascinates me. So they were in the L.A. area, and of course they outgrew that. So they came here, they did a site survey, and they saw all the tailings from the Gold Rush. So you'd built up all these huge kilns of rock, right? And they thought, well, this would be the perfect place to build these test facilities because we can blow off these engines. Nobody will hear it, and it'll give us a real opportunity to do our testing. So that's why they moved up here, and just kind of fate. So the gold rush, in a way, led to the space race directly.
What I also found particularly interesting was the diversity of Rancho Cordova, that after the end of the Cold War, the area became a haven for diverse communities and refugees from many countries. And even according to the most recent census from 2020, roughly a quarter of residents are foreign-born. How did the influx of diverse communities shape the character of Rancho Cordova?
Well, I've got a great scene at the end of the movie, and I hate to give it away, but you got to tune in to see it, folks. Anyway, and I thought, we were filming, they had a big Christmas festival, and Rancho has all of these wonderful festivals throughout the year. Big Christmas festival, thousands of people. And we're just out there filming randomly, walking around, seeing what's interesting. And all of a sudden, all these people are singing Feliz Navidad, you know, one guitar player. And you just see the total diversity of the crowd. And they're all coming together. I thought, if I staged this, you know, it would cost me tens of thousands of dollars to get all these people together. And it just occurred naturally. So it is wonderful to see. It is a very diverse city, all kinds of cultural festivals and fairs going on. And as one of the people in the film explained, you know, it's not like we have a German town or a Chinatown or a this town or that. All the people live together in the community, and that's a wonderful thing about it. And historically, Rancho Cordova has always been diverse. You know, it was really based on a land grant by William Alexander Liedesdorf, who was his mother had an African heritage, and so he was son of a Dutch sea captain and an African woman. And from that point, there has been diversity. It came about because at the end of when Mather shut down, and then when it was closed because of the Base Closure Act, and then when Aerojet really downsized because of the cuts in the space program, there was lots of affordable housing in Rancho Cordova. The military that had all this temporary housing that had been there, where the pilots who trained for 9 months or so and then left was there. So it was great when, not great, it was tragic when the war in Vietnam ended and many Southeast Asians came, but there was opportunity there to resettle and low-income housing, get them, and then, of course, these people came in and they rehabilitated the properties, hardworking immigrants and who've gone on now generations of success.
Yeah. When you talk about the downsizing of Aerojet as well as Mather, in addition to that, I mean, there's a lot of hardships, economic hardships that hit Rancho Cordova. Did that contribute to the city or making the decision for the area to essentially incorporate itself into a new city? And voters approved that overwhelmingly in 2003. It wasn't that long ago.
Right. And it was the greatest vote in favor of incorporation of any, I think, in California history. So people were overwhelmingly.
It was like over 70%.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And huge support for it. Yes, that allowed the city then to take the reins. And they discuss it, frankly, in the film. You know, they were in the county before that. And as one of the city councilmen, David Sanders, said, you know, you only had one supervisor focused on the needs of Rancho Cordova. You had maybe had one or two police sheriff's units out there. Well, when you could become a city, and now you've got five city council people focused on what's going on in the city, they can go quickly and fix the problems. And I think that had a tremendous effect, yes, on the city's resurgence, one that we really see strong today.
Yeah. Given that you discussed so many events that helped shape Rancho Cordova, but you had to whittle it down to 30 minutes, and that can go by pretty quickly. Did you have to make some tough decisions on what to cut and leave on the cutting room floor that you wish you could you could have squeezed in?
Absolutely, you always do, and that's in the 30-minute, which is kind of my format. yes, and there's lots more there, so maybe we'll get another film. I don't know. It'd be great to see that. But yes, certainly going into more depth. I mean, there's some great stories, though, about how, of course, Rancho Cordova was a sports powerhouse, which I thought was important to bring into the story. I'm a big history fan, and often I read history, and they never talk about the business community, the sports community. It's all government did this or that. But their athletics mainly a lot to do with the air base. So there's a great story where they talk about how, 1 year they needed a quarterback. So the football coach called the Mather commander and said, hey, is there anybody in the country that might want to get transferred to Rancho Cordova? We need a quarterback. And sure enough, it happened. So there's so many that is in the film, but there's all lots of things that you like to dig into. A lot more on agriculture I would have gotten into and things of that nature. But another great story, I think, is how as World War II ended, and it was amazing how many people said, and this is true of California, generally, but they came out here to serve in the military. And once they were here, they left the military. They wanted to come back here. They wanted to live here. They liked it. So they all came back out and they needed housing. So a housing developer, a farmer, developed his land, and he brought in Art Linklater, who a lot of people won't remember, but as we say in the film, he was kind of the Oprah Winfrey, big TV star. And so he did the first housing development, called it Rancho Cordova, which really gave life to the name, and they went from there. So that housing boom continues to this day.
Yeah. I mean, what this really captures, whether it's Rancho Cordova or other really charming but also overlooked areas of the state when you compare it to bigger like metro areas, is I think kind of a love letter or a testament that these areas deserve more attention and there's really important history.
Right. Yeah, I agree. And there's been a lot, there's a series of books now that are out there on communities. But if you dig a little deeper, the stories are really fascinating. Up and down. And again, I said, I'm always amazed, and I did a history of Newcastle, and they talked about the Japanese internment, right? Then they took it on. They said this was what had happened, how horrible it was, and how some of the people had actually tried to help, maintain the properties and things. So people look at their problems pretty frankly. And with Rancho, they did the same thing with their fight with the county over cityhood and with the decline of the city, of the area after World War II and then the subsequent rebuilding of it. So, that honesty, what authentic, that's the word these days, it's authentic. Well, it's also honest. And they looked at it and in a realistic way. And that's why I think it works as a film. It's not a promotional piece.
Yeah. I mean, from Rancho Cordova to Newcastle, as you just mentioned, I mean, there's a great deal to learn whether you live there or not.
Right. Exactly.
Bill, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you. And it's good hooking up with a former KCRA person. So we're both alums. I just wanted to say that.
We certainly are. That is Bill George, owner of Nimbus Films and the creator of the documentary film Rancho Cordova, From the Gold Rush to the Space Race, which premieres tonight at 7 p.m. on KVIE's Viewfinder program. There's also more showings throughout the week on Sacramento's PBS station. We have all of that information on our Insight page. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcasts on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you want to join the conversation, you can email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Nick Dobis and Victor Corral Martinez, with managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Megan Minata. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our engineer is Antonio Munez. Our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. And I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We will catch you right back here tomorrow.